First, let's take a look at our headlines.
Cuban government updates plan for the prevention and control of coronavirus COVID-19.
Cuban foreign minister meets lawmakers and Cuban residents in Panama.
Alleged attack against Juan Guaido in Venezuela was staged.
Coronavirus cases near 100,000 worldwide as U.S. death toll reaches 11.
And now the news in detail.
The Cuban Council of Ministers met in an extraordinary session on Thursday to update the plan for the prevention and control of the new coronavirus in Cuba. The disease has already registered 95,315 cases in 80 countries with 3,282 deaths. Earlier this week, the political bureau of the Communist Party held a meeting led by its first secretary, Raúl Castro Ruz, to specify the new measures to contain the risk of introduction and dissemination of COVID-19 on the island. So far, Cuba has not recorded any confirmed case of COVID-19. Even so, President Miguel Díaz-Canel declared at the meeting that intense work was done to update and perfect the plan to face the threat of the disease. The plan was first presented at the January session of the Council of Ministers. The head of state stressed that the arrival to the island of the new coronavirus is a threat and a danger for the country, due to the situation in the Americas and the Caribbean.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez has invited the President of the Panamanian Parliament, Marcos Castillero, to visit Cuba. He also conveyed greetings from his Cuban counterpart, Esteban Lasso. In a meeting on Thursday, Castillero highlighted the historical links between both nations, among which he mentioned sport and education. At the same time, he referred to the recent creation of the Parliamentary Group of Friendship with Cuba. For his part, Rodríguez referred to the close ties, including cultural relations, and he thanked Panama on behalf of the Cuban people and government for its permanent support in the battle for the elimination of the U.S. blockade against the island. The Cuban top diplomat also met on Thursday with members of the Martí Association of Cubans residing in Panama. He told them that migration is today supported by the government and is a pillar of the nation, as in the 19th century, when tobacco growers in Tampa and Key West were actively supporting the Cuban Revolution led by José Martí.
Venezuela's National Constituent Assembly, the ANC, President Diosdado Cabello, on Wednesday reported that the alleged assassination attempt against Juan Guaido was staged by those who support the opposition lawmaker and carried out by a person who received $400 for his performance. The U.S.-backed lawmaker accused the Venezuelan government of trying to assassinate him in Barquisimeto City on February 29th. To demonstrate the alleged attack, Guaido presented a photo in which a man points a gun at him. "Our vehicle has more than 9 bullet impacts," he said on social networks. These accusations were refuted by the ANC president, who reported that, after being arrested, Climaco Medina, also known as El Caracas, admitted that he was hired by an unknown person to stage the attack. Cabello revealed a video showing that he described as a false attack against Guaido. "They hired El Caracas to show fear. A man gave a gun and told me that I had to aim at people, intimidate them and aim at Guaido. He gave me $200 and told me he would give me 200 more when I finished the job," said Medina, as reported by Cabello. As can be seen in a video presented by Cabello, Eduard Rodriguez, who is Guaido's press manager, was the one who planned the staging of the alleged attack.
The World Health Organization is warning the number of cases of COVID-19 caused by coronavirus is approaching 100,000 worldwide, with more than 3,100 deaths due to the illness. Most of the deaths and infections have occurred in China, where health officials reported 139 new cases and 31 new deaths on Wednesday. South Korea confirmed 438 new cases and 3 additional deaths on Wednesday. More than 5,700 cases have been found in South Korea. In Italy, where over 3,000 cases and more than 100 deaths have been reported. Officials have closed down schools nationwide until at least March 15th. In the United States, the death toll has reached 14, with 10 of the deaths occurring in Washington state. On Wednesday, California recorded its first coronavirus death, an elderly man who traveled on a Princess cruise ship that departed from San Francisco and traveled to Mexico in February. California Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered the ship quarantine off the coast of California and is airlifting tests for passengers and crew. Governor Newsom made the announcement as he formally declared a state of emergency across California.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. If you're in and around the Cuban capital, you may be listening to us on your FM radio. That is, if you're tuned in to 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Cooperation of Benin, Aurelian Agbenonci, will visit Cuba on March the 7th, diplomatic sources of the Caribbean nation announced on Thursday. A press release from the Cuban Foreign Ministry reported that the African minister will talk to local authorities and carry out other activities. Cuba and Benin established diplomatic relations in 1974. Cuban and Beninese authorities explore ways to strengthen educational exchange after a meeting 2 days ago in the African nation between the Beninese Minister of Secondary, Technical and Professional Education and Cuba's ambassador to the African country.
Cuba's foreign minister regretted on Thursday that the passing of former UN Secretary General Peruvian Javier Pérez de Cuellar. Bruno Rodríguez said on Twitter that Pérez de Cuellar was a diplomat committed to multilateralism and peace and sent his heartfelt condolences to his family, friends, colleagues of the UN and the people and government of Peru. Javier Pérez de Cuellar was the fifth Secretary General of the United Nations and the first and only Latin America ever to occupy the post. He passed away at his home in Lima on Wednesday at the age of 100. The former Peruvian diplomat served as the UN chief from January 1, 1982 to December 1991.
The World Health Organization announced that the global death rate of the disease caused by the new coronavirus is 3.4%, far deadlier than the seasonal flu. But the very next day, President Donald Trump said he had a hunch that the number was actually much lower. Trump was speaking with Sean Hannity of Fox News. He said, "Well, I think the 3.4 is actually really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch. But based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this, and it's very mild." On Wednesday, House lawmakers passed an $8.3 billion emergency spending package for combating coronavirus.
Opposition parties in Brazil reaffirmed in a document their unity to resist the neoliberal and anti-democratic agenda of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, while urging the population to demonstrate. The political, economic, and social situation in the country is becoming increasingly serious. The President of the Republic systematically violates the Constitution and democracy. The joint statement denounced, signed by the Workers' Party, Brazilian Socialist Democrático Trabalhista, Socialism and Freedom, Brazil's Communist Party, Sustainability Network, and the Green and Popular Unity. The political organizations met to define an agenda for joint action in the National Congress in defense of the country, as well as to support, encourage, and participate in the events and demonstrations of social, unions, and popular movements. They also called on the Brazilian people to join three demonstrations that will take place on March the 8th, International Women's Day, on March 14, second anniversary of the assassination of Councilwoman Mariel Franco, on March 18, in defense of public service education.
In Turkey, an estimated 25,000 refugees and asylum seekers, many of them from Syria, have massed at the border with Greece after Turkish officials ended a 2016 agreement to prevent them from entering the European Union. Earlier this week, Greek riot police fired tear gas, water cannons and non-lethal rounds through a border fence into throngs of asylum seekers hoping to reach the European Union. Turkish officials say 6 asylum seekers were injured after police opened fire with live ammunition, with one of them later dying from his wounds. Other refugees detained by Greek police say they were stripped of their shoes and jackets and severely beaten. The Greek government denied the reports, calling them fake news. In related news, European Union officials gathered in Brussels on Wednesday for 3 days of emergency talks on the humanitarian crisis at the Greece-Turkey border. In a joint statement, European Union ministers accused Turkey of using migratory pressure for political purposes and offered Greece more money for border policing.
Around 13 million, or 1 in 20 girls between the ages of 15 and 19 worldwide, have experienced rape during their lifetime, according to a report published on Tuesday by the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF. Despite progress in many areas, girls and women continue to face violence and discrimination, revealed the UN Children's Agency. The study took stock of the situation over the past 25 years, since the so-called Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action was endorsed in 1995, the first major global commitment to achieving gender equality to date. UNICEF highlighted progress in certain areas, particularly in girls' access to education, but stressed that violence and discrimination against girls and women are still common and accepted. Access to education is not enough. We must also change behaviors and attitudes towards girls. True equality will only come when all girls are safe from violence, free to exercise their rights, and are able to enjoy equal opportunities in life, said UNICEF Executive Director Henrietta Fore. The study also found that 70% of human trafficking victims are women and girls, and that practices such as child marriage and female genital mutilation are still common, even though they have decreased.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban government updates plan for the prevention and control of coronavirus COVID-19.
Cuban foreign minister meets lawmakers and Cuban residents in Panama.
Alleged attack against Juan Guaido in Venezuela was staged.
Coronavirus cases near 100,000 worldwide as U.S. death toll reaches 11.